Let's get it started.
Go ahead, shake your butt.
I'm looking for a girl with a body and a sexy strut. Wanna get it poppin', baby, step.
That was Shake That by Eminem. It was a little, it was a little more crude than the songs that we normally have before radio show of Jeff and Jeremy. But, you know, it's later. We're doing a little later show.
Yep.
Normally, we come on at 7:30.
A little bit more of an adult audience here. That's when those right. Kids are in bed.
That's right. It's 8:15 now, folks. It is after 8 o'clock. So you don't know what's going to happen. We tend to get a little spicier after after 8 o'clock.
Do you remember growing up in those USA like movies? And then later, like maybe 10, 11 o'clock at night on USA Network, they would still push the border with like partial nudity. You wouldn't say anything, but you would think.
Yeah.
It's like midnight, you're 11 years old, you're like, this might be the night they're going to show something.
Oh, man. And when we were 11 years old, there was no internet, which, I mean.
That's right. All you had was basic cable. We had those USA movies where they would just tease you.
Those spoiled children these days.
Yeah.
I mean,
there's no fun to it now. There's it was a challenge back
no
then.
There's no challenge. There's no riding your bike for like 15 minutes to go to the woods and look under a rock where your friend supposedly hid a torn page of a Playboy magazine.
The tattered remains of a Playboy page. That's right.
Hey, good evening, everyone. It's Monday, March 7th, 2011. This is episode 27 of Radio Show with Jeff and Jeremy. I'm Jeremy.
This is Jeff.
So yeah, as we said, 8:15. Normally we do this live at 7:30. You can always listen live at radioshowonline.com. And if you're listening live now, if it's 8:16 on Monday night where you are, you can go to radioshowonline.com and jump in the chat room. We're in there. Jeff Spicoli's in there. Michael Anthony was in there. Natalie. So we got people coming and going. And it's a great place to meet people. We haven't really pushed that fact recently.
We've gotten away from that. That was really when we started. It was a real hotbed for dates.
That was a big selling point when we first started. But now, yeah, I guess, because we needed that back then. Now it's more about us.
That was back when we had 12 fans.
Right. But now we're up to 105 fans on Facebook. And our Facebook fan of the week, might as well get right into it. You go to facebook.com/radioshowonline and fan us there. Our Facebook fan of the week is Chelsea Britt.
Chelsea, thanks for being you. And more importantly, thanks for liking us on facebook.com.
What can I tell you about Chelsea? She's got her profile a little bit hidden, but she is in, I can tell you what kind of music she's into, Jeff. Would you like to know?
I would love to know that.
Social Distortion.
Oh, wow. No, I feel like that's a little intense.
Does she have some anger issues, baby? Maybe she's listening to this late night show.
Right. Maybe she'll like this because we're really going to mix it up. We have to get angrier, though, Jeremy. Let's start swearing.
We do have to get angrier.
Yes. I believe they call that Social D, Jeremy, the kids.
Is that what they call it?
I think. Doesn't that sound familiar?
That does sound familiar, but I don't know if that's the same.
We're going to go ahead and say that.
Okay, we're going to say that. Let it be so. Lucero? Have you heard of Lucero?
I'm not familiar with their work.
Frank Turner?
That sounds like a next door neighbor. I don't know if that's a band.
And Our Lady Peace.
Our Lady Peace, I've heard of. Yeah, definitely heard of them.
She also has, under interest and activities, Christmas Ale she's into, which
we
is ironic.
We both enjoy that, and
I'm drinking it right now. So this is a vintage Christmas ale. This actually, I've heard that if you drink Christmas ale later, it actually gets better, like years.
Yeah.
So this Christmas ale, the drink by date was actually February 10th, which wasn't too long ago, actually.
Right.
February 10th, 2011. But my future mother-in-law had some of these and you know, said, oh, I'm not going to drink them. And I'm like, well, I will take these off your hands. So it's pretty good. I'm liking it. Now, Jeff, you are drinking Gatorade.
And what's ironic, Jeremy, is the due date on the Gatorade is October 5th, 2011. So I still have plenty of time for this Gatorade.
You do have plenty of time. Yeah, Gatorade's not as, it's not as,
But maybe in November I could save this and I'll drink it a month after the expiration date. We'd talk.
I used to keep a gallon of Gatorade in the coat closet in my parents' house.
Oh.
So when I would come back from cross country in high school, I would always drink a little bit out of the gallon Gatorade bottle. So a couple weeks after doing this, I noticed that there were things floating around in the Gatorade bottle. And it was at that point that I realized you need to refrigerate Gatorade after opening.
Yeah.
So Jeff, if you don't finish off that 16 ounces or whatever that is,
I'm going to muscle through it.
Be sure to refrigerate. Now you're sick. Now we didn't do a show last week.
Yeah.
We actually had people on our blog commenting.
Oh, we did?
Where is your show?
Oh, wow. Yeah. That means a lot. We really did?
Yeah.
I mean, of course we did.
A lot of times we make up things.
Yeah.
like about us having
wink once if you're yeah. Wow, okay.
Yeah, this was real. So people were actually commenting on our posts and looking for the show. Because if you go to radioshowonline.com, you can leave a comment. It's like a blog and anyone can leave a comment. So people actually were seeking out our show, but we didn't do a show last week and it was all Jeff's fault.
Yeah, it was. I had a travel schedule and some family things came up. It's been quite the week, but I'm here now and just glad to be here, Jerry. I didn't miss it last week. Monday didn't feel the same.
And this week you're kind of sick and under the weather.
This week I was officially diagnosed by. When you're sick, do you try to make an appointment with your doctor? Or do you go to those urgent cares?
I don't go to the no. I don't.
You don't really go to doctors much. Yeah.
I mean, something has to be pretty wrong. I mean, if you're sick, everyone gets sick. You rest.
I tend to get sick where I need to be on antibiotics, though.
Really?
Yeah, it's more lately than I can remember. But so yeah, and I always like to go to these urgent cares. Not always, but unfortunately, lately I've been going there more than I'd like. But I was diagnosed with a sinus infection today, which I figured I had. So on amoxicillin. Now this is ironic, and also I'm very fortunate, Jeremy. The amoxicillin starts today, and it's a 10-day prescription. So let's do some math on that, Jeremy. I am off midnight before St. Patrick's Day. So good things happen to good people. I'm going to get cleared up of this this illness, and I'll be ready to drink some Guinness the morning of Thursday, March 17th, right on schedule.
We're going to be talking about St. Patrick's Day a little bit later in the show. We got some other things about American Greetings, Jamie Oliver, Ray's Indoor Mountain Bike Park, the Avengers filming in Cleveland. But before that, as we always do, a weekend recap. Jeff, you may have noticed I no longer have a goatee.
It's funny, I didn't notice till you pointed it out, and yes. Then I noticed.
We talked about this in the pre-show.
We did.
We did. Yeah, so for the month of February at work, a bunch of guys got together, and there's an annual tradition called Full Beard February, where basically nobody shaves for the month of February. And it all culminates on Cinco de Mustache, where you shave everything except for your mustache. And there's a happy hour, of course, because you need another excuse to drink. So it was pretty funny. There was, there's over like a dozen of us hanging out at Flannery's on East 4th this past Thursday, just with mustaches. It must have been a very confusing.
Did anyone have a handlebar by any chance?
You know, that's the thing. Some people had really good mustaches. Yeah. Like, yeah, handlebar type mustaches. Yeah. And I mean, mine, it's like blonde. It's basically the invisible mustache. Yeah. And it just doesn't work for me.
Yeah.
So, I was never really good with the mustache. But so now I'm clean shaven, and I can't decide if I'm going to stay clean shaven, like through the wedding, or if I should come back with the facial hair. I don't know. What are your thoughts on my face?
I'm a clean shaven guy. Well, let me talk about my face before yours. But see, Jeremy, I would love to have, here's my ideal situation shaving-wise. Shave every third day. I've figured this out. I don't shave on the weekends, and my boss is very adamant about employees being clean shaven every day at work. So for my work, it's never going to be a possibility. So I've got 5 days a week I've shaved, but I enjoy the Saturday, Sunday. By Sunday, I think it's perfect. We've got a couple days worth, just right, not too much to shave Monday morning.
Right.
So in my ideal world, when Jeff's in charge, I would shave every third day and be a happy guy.
Jeff's in charge of our days.
Very similar to Charles, but much more fun.
Yeah, okay.
So that's my thing. And then would you be open to something like that? Maybe like a best of both worlds type of thing where you're a little bit of both?
So what I was doing is I had an electric shaver, but I would put it on the shortest setting. So you would kind of always have that stubble. And mine's not really bad. Like I have pretty light hair and stuff like that. So like, you know, some guys, if they don't, they have that 5 o'clock shadow.
Right.
I don't really like have that. Yeah. So I can get away with that.
Like Richard Nixon.
Right. I don't have the Richard Nixon, as the kids call it. So, right. I was okay in that sense. But anyway, weekend recap. So this past Friday went to the Purple Shamrock. Have you been there?
Heard about it, but never been.
Willoughby, Willowick, Willa something.
Is that in like the heart? I don't know, there's a string of bars in downtown Willoughby, I bet. Is it in that main town area?
No. Okay. It's like in a strip mall on
you know, was
Lake
this the
Shore
place
Boulevard.
That was voted like best Irish bar in the country? Like it got some obscure award at some point I remember seeing. I never heard about it.
I don't know. It doesn't seem like the place that I would normally go to.
Okay. Now elaborate.
Yeah, well, one of Jen's teacher friends, it's near her house, and she had a happy hour. It was for her birthday party. So, I mean, but walking in, it just seems like maybe I don't want to say white trash, Jeff. I don't want to say white trash.
But?
You know, maybe a little bit.
Okay, okay.
Maybe a little bit there.
Okay.
A little bit, you know.
I know, you don't mean to, you know, it's just kind of your observation.
So, you know, if I had to describe the bar, I mean, because it's not like a trend. It's not, I don't even know if it was an Irish bar. Okay, so here's something they had. They had a machine when you first walk in the door. You know, like the claw machines where you can put in a quarter and you try to grab like a stuffed animal or something?
Yep.
Well, same idea, but instead of stuffed animals, live lobsters. And if you successfully grabbed a live lobster, they would cook it for you for free.
See, I don't know that's a good thing for me.
Well, right. So this is what you see when you enter into the Purple Shack.
I think I'm with you. Now, Natalie in the chat room says we can say white trash. Hmm. So I think we're okay then. There was white trash.
Have you been there, Natalie? Because I'm very curious as far as what other people think.
I don't know if Natalie's making a broad statement about white trash in general or specifically the Purple Shamrock.
Yeah, yeah. we can talk about white trash. Yeah.
I think she's giving us carte blanche, Jeremy.
Okay. Here's what I think about white trash in general. So yeah, I did that. Not much else than this week. I mean, I did like, you know, good dinner at home, you know, West Side Market, you know, going to the gym Sunday, Saturday morning, typical stuff, but nothing, going out. And the Purple Shamrock was the highlight of my weekend.
But it's always nice when you're in Cleveland to go to a new place.
It was new. I hadn't been there.
Something you've never been. Check it off your old Cleveland bucket list that I know you keep.
Right.
So regularly.
I did check in. You know, it was my first check in there on Foursquare.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd be very curious to actually meet the mayor of the Purple Shamrock.
Perhaps a guest of radio show Jeff and Jerry.
Perhaps. If she's out there. I saw her name. I should pull that up.
Were there any funny comments? You know, sometimes you check in, you see comments about the establishment.
No one said anything. It didn't seem to be that many. Mary S. is the mayor of the Purple Shamrock. There was two tips there. Cajun garlic boneless wings are the bee's knees. And then another tip just says puzzle bug.
Interesting.
And I don't know what that means.
Like kind of a riddle. I like it. I'm
so
curious.
There you go. And Mary S., she just looks kind of angry. Anyway. So what did you do this weekend,
well,
Jeff?
Well, it was nothing like the Purple Shamrock, Jeremy. But she does look... She looks puzzled, Jeremy. I'm going to say puzzled.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe it's definitely a strained expression.
Maybe she's the puzzle bug.
Yeah, maybe it goes back to her expression.
That Kim N. was speaking of. Yeah.
So I was more in the your backyard, really. I was a Map Room Friday, which I end up at quite a bit. But Cleveland State had the second round of the Horizon League playoffs. They're on TV Friday night. So I got some friends who go down to Map Room. Root on my Cleveland State Vikings. They won handily Friday night, which I was very pleased. Because I feel like when I go out to watch them on TV for a big game, they tend to lose.
Yeah.
So it was nice to see them win. Had a pretty good time there. And then Saturday, they had back-to-back games. Now Saturday, by the way, this is the last time we'll talk about Cleveland State for 6 months. So I'm just going to get it out because it's over. So I know some people like it. A lot of people think maybe I'm a little too into CSU. But this will be it.
I think it's good, Jeff. I think it's you're into the college sports. You're beyond the millionaires playing basketball. And we actually have a good basketball team.
And I'm one of the few people that goes out and gets season tickets. I'm really trying to support them. I really believe what they're trying to do down there.
Here's a funny story. So a couple weeks ago, Jeff invited me to go to the game. And then I texted back, okay. And he's like, oh, I just asked somebody else.
You have a very tight 10-minute response time.
Like 5 minutes later. I'm like, sure, that sounds awesome. I didn't know that we hung out outside the radio show.
And then you're like, sorry. Wait a minute, is there going to be a radio show broadcast from there? You couldn't get past the fact we're just hanging out.
I don't have anything prepared. The rundown's not done.
Do you bring a laptop, Jeff?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I will give you more notice on that. I'm going to actually schedule out the games. And guess what? You're going to one of the first ones, Jeremy.
Okay.
And guess what? We're keeping our computer equipment at home.
Wow.
We're just going to have a good time.
Wow. I don't know what we'll talk about.
I'll explain to you how college basketball works. I feel like you don't know much
okay.
about it. So Saturday, this is very aggravating to me, Jeremy. You know Butler. You know this. You know Cleveland State Butler. We've talked about that. That's a big rivalry.
Yes.
They ended up playing their big rival Butler in the third round of the conference tournament. ESPN had the rights to the game, and they decided for whatever reason to tape delay it. So we could only hear it on the radio and then watch it on a laptop. Couldn't see it on TV, which was very aggravating. So Saturday at 6 o'clock, my buddy across the street, Dave, had people over. We had a little watch party on a laptop with the radio. I needed to see him. And I did think of this, Jeremy. I was going to a party there that night on Saturday. And I thought, is there a way I could somehow go to this party and let everyone know ahead of time, please don't tell me what happened with CSU? Because I can't believe everyone at the party is going to know about CSU, right?
Right.
But I knew people there would. I knew. So if there's any way I could just avoid it, I would scuttle home. It was being tape delay broadcast.
What would you do?
Scuttle. Okay. I would scuttle home. I would get home. It was being taped at 10:30 on my DVR. And my ideal, Jeff's ideal world, I would have come home at maybe 12:30, 1 o'clock at night, watched the CSU game, not knowing anything that happened, in the comfort of my home, and watched it.
Until like 3 or 4 in the morning?
Yeah, 2 hours. Probably a 2-hour game. Yeah, it would have been a little late. But that was what I would have loved to do. Huh. I figured out that there's no way I could do that. And then I thought of this. Even if I hold up in my house all night, right? Didn't answer texts. Didn't no interaction. Just hold up till 10:30. I still would be screwed because ESPN's got a live ticker under even the tape delays.
Oh,
you couldn't, unless I put, then I thought, what if I put things over the tape? Then I was getting ridiculous, right? I'm like, this is just getting a little over insane. I'm going to go watch it live on a laptop. Get it over with. Watched it. They lost by 9. It was a good game. And there goes the season, Jeremy. So my beloved Vikings were done. But the good news was I got to go to an awesome party. My friend Dave Bedell, whose girlfriend Carrie was on the Board of Love and was on our show a couple weeks ago. He rented out the basement. Episode 25. The basement of Old Angle. Have you been down there before?
You know, there's the bathrooms are down there, right?
Well, yeah, they are, but it's kind of...
I've been to the bathroom.
Yeah, but it's kind of like it's a sharp turn to the bathroom, but it's that whole big bar down there. I've been to the bathrooms down there. I've never seen the actual bar.
Oh, yeah.
It's a real long room with a big bar. Perfect spot for a private party like that.
Huh.
It was a good crowd down there. They had a karaoke machine at the far end of the stairs,
nice,
which was great. Our own bartender, obviously. It's just a really cool atmosphere, great night. Even though I was sick coming down with the sinus thing, but so had a great time down there. I was drinking a lot of whiskey this weekend, Jeremy.
Hmm.
Which you don't drink a lot of, but they say it does help you clear it up a little bit. And
it's funny that you say that. I was actually at XYZ Tavern this past week, the sister bar to ABC Tavern on West 25th. So XYZ Tavern, I think we had talked about it earlier when I had gone. There's like a soft opening. It's on Detroit near West 65th. But they have 61 whiskeys available. And the guys there, if you're going to be working at a bar that has 61 whiskeys, you kind of have to know something about whiskeys.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
You can't just be like, oh, I don't know. You know, it's not like they just have Jack Daniels or something.
Right.
I mean, you have to kind of know the story. And I tried a whiskey while I was there. And it was like the people that had taken over an old winery, and they actually put the whiskey in like these old wine bottles that were available. So that was kind of different. But yeah, really cool. And I enjoyed myself.
Yeah, that can creep up on you, can't it?
It can creep up on you, because it's not the kind of thing like. So the guy he brings out the cup, and he brought like a glass of ice that was separate, and he brought like the glass that had the whiskey in it, and he's like, you know, I don't know if I wouldn't suggest, I don't think that you need the ice. I think it might, you know, kind of water down the taste. Like, I think you'll like enjoy how it comes on. It's got like a little bite at the end. And I'm like, okay. So I'm like drinking it, you know, and at that point you can't put ice in it because the whiskey guy just said, hey, you probably don't want ice in it.
Yeah.
So no matter how strong this is,
you have
to drink this straight. Now it's not like you're, you know, 21 years old and you're doing a shot of the thing. I mean, you know, it's a sipping drink. But he comes by and he's asking how it is. I'm like, oh yeah, good. He's like, yeah, you know, 44% alcohol. It's pretty strong. It's like an 88 proof, you know, whiskey. And I'm like sipping like, oh yeah, I don't need
it. That's like rubbing alcohol.
Oh, but it was good.
It was good.
It was really
and
good.
And that for the first time, you really could even appreciate the,
it didn't kick out. Yeah,
okay.
No, it was good. So, yeah, I always appreciate people that know a lot about wine and cheese and whiskey and cigars and scotch, you know, those type of things that have developed their palate enough. I dream of being one of those guys one day.
Old money helps, I hear.
Yeah, I think so. But you know, wasn't that expensive? Go to XYZ Tavern, $7.
I'm glad to know that, because I know, ironically, shifting gears a little bit, I was drinking at my grandparents' weekend, Glenlivet Scotch, which is a very good scotch. And I've gotten to the point now, just because my grandfather's been a big fan of it. He always has it in his house. I've been drinking it on the rocks lately, and it's good. Now, I can do it now. I used to sort of cringe when I would sip it, but it's one of those things where everyone tells you, no, it's really good. You just got to keep trying it.
Yeah.
And I can honestly say,
at the time, so.
Right. I mean, I was still teething.
Yeah.
So that was part of it too. But I really enjoy it now. I can have it on the rocks. I don't cringe like I used to. And I thought it kind of clicked on me. This tastes really good.
And I like it better because I feel like some weaker, you know, drinks when I'm like going out, like I drink it really fast.
Yeah.
But you know. You don't drink that.
No, you really, you can't, one, and then two, you want to enjoy it.
Right.
Yeah. So there you go. Who knew we can get a little tangent on that? But scotch and whiskey are very good for the soul.
Very good for the soul.
And for winter.
Yes.
And into winter. It's a good winter time. Drink.
And it's still, what the heck? It keeps teasing us. The weather.
I know.
With like the warm, we had 50 degrees. Now it's 26 degrees at progressive.
Well, the only good thing is we're going to start having more warmer than cold. And at least we're getting those breaks where it's not that always gray, always cold, always snowy. We're getting a little break.
Walked home from work today and it was light out the whole walk home.
Yeah. Isn't that amazing?
So days are getting longer.
You feel like a bat out of a cave. It's like almost unnatural.
I do feel like a bat out of a cave.
What do you feel like unusual days?
A bat out of hell.
But then Sunday, just wrapping my weekend, I'm getting back on my Sunday night Treehouse. I think I've told you, Treehouse has live music every Sunday. And, you know, when I go to Treehouse on the weekends now, it's kind of like remember the old flats? It's like a club now. The Treehouse,
really?
On a Friday or Saturday night, the last three or four times I've been there, and I've seen people on Foursquare checking in saying, mobbed. Treehouse is getting packed on the weekends. Never used to be like that.
Yeah.
And that's my neighborhood bar. So now I go Sunday nights, every Sunday. It's much more low-key, and there's usually some sort of acoustic thing going on in the corner. And really one of my favorite things, a nice Sunday night wind-down. I really enjoy. So I'm doing that more. We did that last night.
Nice.
So that was the weekend.
Well, Jeff, you and most of our listeners probably know that I'm not the biggest sports fan in the world.
I think that's a safe statement.
But I like to support, you know, local teams and...
Teens?
And, I like to support local teens, stay in school teens.
I support local teen moms, yes.
Local teams.
Teams.
And especially some of the you know, non-professional sports out there, like CSU,
right.
That I tried to go to, but you rescinded your invitation. You know, doing things like Cleveland Plays and those type of organized sports where it's not just about the money. So another team that I want to represent here, I've never gotten a chance to go, is the Burning River Roller Girls, which is basically chicks roller skating, and they try to knock each other over. I've never been before, but this is how I understand it to be. So the Burning River Roller Girls, their season actually starts this Saturday, March 12th. Now, it's at the Wolstein Center, CSU, which you're very familiar
which
with.
Which is now very freed up with Cleveland State out of it.
Exactly. So... they start this Saturday. They have doubleheader bouts. So the doors open up at 5, and then the bouts begin at 6. We have game one is the Hell Bombers versus the Cleveland Steamers. Oh. And then game two is the Hard Knockers versus the Rolling Pinups. So very creative names as well. But I'm very excited because I'm finally going to go. You know, I've been saying like for the past couple years, oh, I should go see that. So should be pretty cool. We'll have information on our blog at radioshowonline.com. But you can go to burningriverrollergirls.com. You don't have to go through our blog. You don't have to go through our website.
We prefer it, but you can do whatever you want.
Right, yeah. It's not like we have any.
It's like those local news where they say you need to find this information on WKYC.com, which you really don't.
Last week.
I know. I just want to remind. Well, it's been so long, Jerry.
Okay.
I got to remind people. I don't know if Natalie remembers that.
We don't have any, advertisers, so it really doesn't matter. If we get 1,000 people coming to our website, we make as much money as if just your mom and my mom doesn't listen to the show. Does your mom know you do this? Does she have any
idea? She has an idea to do something talking into a computer.
Mm-hmm. And she's very concerned for
yes.
you. Jeff talks to the computer every Monday night. I don't understand what happened.
But he seems much happier when it's over. It's like therapy.
But yeah, so check that out, Burning River Roller Girls. .com. I sent you an invite.
You did.
You were part of a group invite, so it wasn't like I was just set.
No, and I may be going because I do have that St. Pat's and the Flats to talk about, which is that day, I believe. But I do want to go. I'm very interested in going after that.
Nice. So what else is going on this weekend?
This weekend, well, the MAC tournament, speaking of college basketball, obviously March Madness. It's madness, Jeremy. It's starting to heat up. The madness is going to be here in town, literally, and on two stages. The first round of madness comes with the MAC tournament, which is starting at the Q this Wednesday through Saturday. So the Mid-American Conference have their playoffs at the Q. I'm going Friday night. There was a Groupon today, actually, which I'm not really into. But a couple people wrote me because they knew I was going. They said, hey, check this out. It's like $40 list price tickets are going for like $17 for a doubleheader, two games. So I'll be at the Q.
I know what a doubleheader is, Jeff.
Oh, sorry. I'm going to make sure I explain everything to you sports-wise. But so I'll be going down Friday. And it was cool. You sit in club seats a lot of times, you know, for really reasonable prices. It's just nice to... The seat in the arena had great seats and watch good college basketball. So I'm going to there Friday night. And then I mentioned there's two levels. The next level of March Madness is the next weekend at the Q is the big national March Madness tournament, which will be in town. So we have two back-to-back weekends of college hoops at the Q, which is pretty exciting. And then I didn't go to Ohio University, and I know you didn't, but your fiance is a proud graduate.
Yes, she is.
St. Pat's in the Flats. as I know you've been to before, but I know you were in the one down in the Flats. Have you been to the one at Barley House, which was, I think, last year might have been the first time they moved it?
Did I see you there last year? So, yeah. Were you there?
I was there, yeah.
Yeah.
Because everyone keeps telling me, I didn't go to the old ones, but everyone keeps saying the old ones were unbelievable when they were down in the Flats.
It was a bigger space.
McCarthy's?
Yeah, McCarthy's was, I mean, especially now McCarthy's has given up, like, they used to have that really big space where they used to have, like, wrestling tournaments
it was like a stage kind of
flip cup and stuff. Well, they've sold that, so now the now the charity Texas Hold'em tournaments are held in there.
Oh, okay.
So they took over that space, so it's not as big as it used to be. But yeah, I mean, that was just such a huge space. And Barley House, I don't have any problem with Barley House. I don't. It kind of confuses me when you're sitting there and then at like 10 o'clock they like yank your stools away because they have to turn into a dance club.
Yeah, it is. Kind
like
of
that's
bizarre.
Kind of a weird transition.
Yeah.
You don't want to be there for that. But it's not that like huge of a space. It's like a lot of the bars on and clubs on West 6th, you know, skinny place. So yeah, you can't fit like, hey, all OU graduates in Northeast Ohio come to this, you know, little bar.
And then you have people like me who didn't even go to OU and my friends didn't go. It just ends up spreading. Yeah.
So it's kind of a cramped space for that. I mean, I feel like you really need a big space. I don't know why they stopped doing it at McCarthy's.
Yeah, well, I did hear this, that an owner, some OU alum bought as a part owner of Barley House, and that's why they ended up, they felt a little loyalty to him and they moved up there, but everyone complains about it, but I'll be going there either way. It's still a good time. I had my first time last year and I had a lot of fun. So
is that this Saturday?
It's this Saturday. Okay. Yeah. And it always coincides nicely with the MAC tournament, which OU made a good run in last year too. So it's pretty fun because we were at the bar watching the OU play on TV right down the road, and it was just a really cool day. So it's starting to heat up, Jeremy. To me, it's always a nice St. Patrick's Day warm-up. That St. Pat's party is just a great little warm-up for the best day of the year, which is just 5 days away after that.
And tomorrow, Jeff, tomorrow is Fat Tuesday.
Fat Tuesday.
So Fat Tuesday is just a time that everyone likes to get all their vices out.
Get their food and eat on.
Before Lent hits, because typically Lent starts and people say, well, I'm not going to drink beer for any point of Lent, you know? Yeah. And so you want to get that all out of your system on Tuesday before it starts. Although, so Tuesday is Mardi Gras, or Tuesday is Fat Tuesday, and then Mardi Gras, which is Fat Tuesday is French for Mardi Gras. Mardi Gras is English for, Mardi Gras is French.
For Fat Tuesday.
Mardi Gras is French for Fat Tuesday.
Yeah.
So that's when everyone goes out and gets their drink on. But then St. Patrick's Day happens, and that's still within Lent, right?
It is.
But people get like a part. Now you grew up Catholic.
Yeah, Catholic. Supposedly you get these, you get a 1 day exemption to eat meat for corned beef.
And I don't understand. I mean, I've run into people before that can be, you know, choking prostitutes on a Saturday, but then we'll be like, oh, well, but I can't eat chocolate because it's Lent. Like, Lent seems
Welcome to the Catholic Church, Jeremy.
Lent seems to be like, of all, it's like somebody will give up one thing and some people seem to really stick to it. And it's the type of people that you would never expect to stick to anything. You know, like pimps are going out there and they're giving up things for Lent.
Yeah.
They're giving up maybe smacking the hoe for Lent.
Yeah.
But they're still pimps. But they're just not going to smack a hoe for Lent.
Yeah. It's a thought that counts.
I don't understand it.
I know. I try and give up something. I usually, you know, I have friends who get serious. Like I do, every year I have a different friend who seems to give up all alcohol, which is a noble thing for 40 days. Mm-hmm. Things that are very serious that do affect your lifestyle.
But I did a cleanse for 30 days, and it wasn't even for religious purposes.
Yeah, we heard all about it.
Look at me.
Look
and
at
I
you.
Gave like five things.
Yeah, I know. You should be going right to heaven, Jeremy. Catholic. You're going right to heaven.
So and then what? And so then on Fridays you can't eat meat. That's
yeah,
the thing.
Yeah, that's really the thing is when St. Patrick's Day is on a Friday, that's the beginning of the Catholic Church. Some people do give dispensations, and that's the real controversy. When it's on a Friday, that's the no meat day.
Yeah.
And so obviously this year it's on a Thursday, so we're fine with that. But
again, Jeff, I didn't eat meat for a month.
Yeah, you really are the role model.
So I mean, I don't understand. Like people can't. Is that a difficult thing that people can't?
I will say this, Jeremy. I don't get too crazy for giving up things for Lent, but I do not eat meat on Fridays during Lent. I really stick to that.
Mm-hmm.
It's the one thing I do.
And why do you? What do you do that for?
I just, I grew up with it. It's one of those things where it's just ingrained in you. And it still, because, you know, it's the quote unquote Catholic guilt. It still feels wrong to do that after 30 years of being Catholic. I just can't do it. I have to be honest.
But you still slap a hoe. You still slap
a hoe.
Of
course, of course.
On Friday, but no one meets.
I gotta make a living, Jeremy.
Not gonna eat meat.
It is a little Hippocratic, but yeah, I mean, it's just, it is what it is. Now, what was hypocritical? I was thinking of Hippocratic oath. But what is a Lutheran? You're Lutheran. What?
We don't give up anything.
Okay.
No, we don't give. I mean, never gave up anything. Never. I mean, some people would, because I think a couple people, like maybe one of their parents was Catholic, you know, and so they might give up. So some of that crossed over, and it was never like it was never like looked upon as like a bad thing. Like now, because we're Lutheran, we must not give up anything.
Would their voice change though?
Prove those Catholics wrong. But it was just, I don't know, it just wasn't ever.
Yeah, didn't come up. Okay, I didn't know much about how that works. Interesting.
Yeah.
So different, yet so much, so different really. Not the same at all.
So different, but we still stand up and sit down 20 times during.
Yeah, and we somehow were able to grow up and put our religious differences aside.
Yeah. How did we manage that?
I don't know.
How does this podcast stay together?
We were above it all, Jeremy. Even as kids, we realized we're going to be above it.
Right. We're like, we're going to be different. We're not going to be like Irish Protestants and Catholics bombing each other.
Even though our parents, don't you hang out with that Jeremy Borger. That's what I heard all the time.
Yeah. You're like, no. It was like a modern day West Side Story.
Yep.
Anyway, so Fat Tuesday, yeah, gluttony, revelry, debauchery. So a big thing that people do is they have these poonchkis. Now, do you eat poonchkis?
No, I'm not familiar with that.
It's like it's basically like a jelly donut. So,
oh, I love jelly donuts.
You know, so you're supposed to eat one tomorrow.
Okay.
Like all this debauchery. I can get into the debauchery and gluttony and revelry and all these things.
Sure.
But to me, Fat Tuesday has never seen that debaucherous, if that's a word, which I'm sure it's not, debaucherous of a day. Like people eat like a punch. You eat like a jelly filled donut.
Yeah.
And it's like, really? That's your.
That's the extent of it.
That's
yeah.
your sinning.
Oh, it's crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy. Craziness. It's like my grandma's fast
Tuesday. Yeah, it's a real exciting Tuesday. That's a typical Tuesday for some people.
She's going to show her ankles in public. I don't know. There's mimes and balloon guys, so.
Well, let's talk about what's going on that day around Cleveland. Number of places, there's an article we'll post on our website, and by we, I mean Jeremy, we'll post on the website about restaurants around town. Fatfish Blue, which I thought of right away, the Cajun place downtown, they, of course, that's one of their big days. They've got a marathon running from noon to closing time featuring magicians, mimes, bands.
And mimes?
Talk about mimes. And a New Orleans buffet, Jeremy. I know you love a good New Orleans buffet.
I do. Now, where is this at?
That's Fatfish Blue.
I love Fatfish Blue.
I don't get there enough. Do you like the jambalaya? And I'm not a spicy guy. I mean, can you sit down and eat a bowl of jambalaya?
That's what he's got. You're kind of vanilla.
I'm vanilla, some would say. Some that are marrying you would say.
Yeah, no, I like the spicy stuff. They also have a really good fried chicken there.
Okay. Have you tried the jambalaya? I tried it.
Yeah, I've had the jambalaya.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just feel like it's a stew where they put everything they don't know what to do with leftovers and heat it up.
I like stews and chowders and all that stuff.
Salmon Dave's, also known as the Viagra Triangle and River, if you're in that area. Salmon Dave's has the annual Feast of New Orleans Bash. And they roll out our Creole cuisine, hurricanes. Have you ever had hurricane, the drink hurricane?
Yep.
I've had it. Do you know what's in it?
Was it too spicy for you? You like milk?
It wasn't. I like just ice water. A good ice water. maybe a thing of lemon.
Yeah, yeah.
Really mixes it up.
Maybe on Fat Tuesday.
I'll go all out on Fat Tuesday.
Put a lemon in my water.
And don't forget, Jeremy, the Dave Casper Quartet is at Salmon Dave's as well tomorrow.
Huh.
Don't forget. Paladar, which I know you've been to. Have you talked about Paladar?
I feel like that's brought I do like Paladar. Yeah, back when I worked out in Beechwood, that was a good place to go for a lunch and never go back to the office.
They've got some things going on from 8 to 11 p.m., a little Fat Tuesday party. Around the corner in Lakewood, which when I think Fat Tuesday and Mardi Gras, I think around the corner.
They try to latch on to every
I just want a big party there.
Yeah.
Hey, we're your Fat Tuesday place, the official bar of Fat Tuesday. They've got, let's see, they say, whoa, it's like a fraternity party in the Big Easy. The annual bash at around the corner boasts beads, masks, and live music by Madison Crawl at 9 p.m.
Huh.
So we'll post this to our website, but there's plenty.
It's on our Facebook page.
Okay, well, that's plenty of goings on around town, around Cleveland tomorrow, Fat Tuesday. I've been at Naughty Mermaid before, too. They had some fun things going on there, too.
I like Naughty Mermaid. I would vote for Fat Fish Blue.
Okay.
Fat Fish Blue. That's one of those restaurants, like, I feel like I don't go there that often, but it's been there forever.
It has been there a long time.
More of, like, I feel that's more of the place where, like, people, I'm going to sound so urban and uppity here, but like people from the suburbs, like that come in, you know, like, oh, let's go to Fat Fish Blue. Yeah. Let's go to Hard Rock.
Yeah.
You know, let's go to House of Blues.
Almost like a touristy.
Maybe it's a little touristy.
Yeah.
But they're really going to, when that casino opens up early next year, that one of the entrances on Prospect is going to be right across the street.
They're going to benefit.
So they are finally going to get, I mean, they've been there forever.
They weathered some of the downturns. I mean, there have been times, I mean, I know Flannery's, I've heard several times throughout the 90s, was kind of teetering.
Yeah.
But yeah, all those places should be revitalized, you would think, with the foot traffic.
Both great places. So American Greetings, Northeast Ohio card company, I don't know. They are staying in Northeast Ohio. So that's been a big thing. American Greetings has been saying, well, because Brooklyn raised its payroll taxes, so from 2% to 2.5%. Now, most people say, okay, well, what's the big deal?
Beachwood did the same thing.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, it really annoyed me.
But when you're American Greetings and you have all these employees, it's a big deal. Yeah. It might not be a big deal to an individual, but when you're a company, it's a huge deal. So State of Ohio came in, Governor Kasich came in, and they passed a bill that basically gives a lot of perks to American Greetings for staying in Ohio. Basically, this House Bill 58, they can claim a credit on income taxes that are paid by their employees. Companies are eligible for the credit if they employ at least 1,000 people in Ohio, agree to make $25 million in capital improvements over 3 years, and received a written offer from another state in 2010.
Wow.
Can you get much more specific with the bill? In other words, State House Bill 58 is the American Greens
bill. Yeah, the American Greens bill. You're right.
But so they said they're staying in Northeast Ohio. They have not yet said where in Northeast Ohio. A couple of options are they're going to stay at their current location in Brooklyn, which of these four choices, I wish they would stay, are four or five choices. Five choices. There's talk that they might build in Westlake by Crocker Park. There's some vacant land out there. They might build their headquarters out there. They might look into Independence is another option. They might look at Brecksville, a little more down south there. And then finally, over in the Chagrin Highlands area in Beechwood.
Great area.
They might be looking at there as well. I really wish that they would build in downtown Cleveland, of course, being the downtown Cleveland guy that I am. I think they have enough employees, you know, 2,000 employees, they could afford to, like, build a skyscraper. And I think for the creative class that they're trying to get in, I think that if you look, like, nationwide, if you're trying to acquire young creative talent on a national scale, urban centers are really where those people tend to gravitate, not towards big hulking headquarters in the middle of a field with a lake and walking paths around it, but not walkability to anything else.
Yeah.
You know, like, even now, if you're at American Greetings in Brooklyn and you want to go to lunch, where are you going to go? You're going to drive, you know, to...
There's a Red Robin, I know.
Slosky's. Yeah, you're going to get in your... No matter where you go, you're driving, first of all.
Right.
And you're driving to a couple chains. I mean, so things like that. But I understand, you know, their CEO's old, so I get it. They want to be in the suburban area. So I've heard that my inside sources say that Beechwood's probably the most likely place. Another hulking... Hulky monstrosity in Beechwood next to the new medical center out there, and that's where Eaton's moving. So some companies, I feel like, you know, it's like you're either a company that wants to have this huge kind of campus thing, or, you know, you want to be more of the urban, you know, like Rosetta or other companies that are moving downtown that want to have more of the urban.
Where was Rosetta coming from?
Rosetta had offices in Beechwood and Independence.
Okay.
So they kind of they wanted to consolidate.
And shouldn't there be a lot of open space in the Eaton building now downtown when they move out? I wonder what's going to happen with that.
Yeah.
I know part of that is they do have, you know, private businesses in the Eaton building, but obviously a huge chunk of it is them.
Uh-huh.
Man, what an opportunity for someone to come into that building, for example.
Yeah, there was about, and there wasn't, I thought there was more. I mean, in Eaton employees at Eaton's headquarters downtown currently, there's only about 400.
Okay.
Which is, I mean, it's a good amount. It's not as many as you would think.
I thought it was a lot more.
Yeah. So it's 400 employees, which, even just Rosetta moving downtown has kind of displaced that. So there's about 400 Rosetta employees moving downtown and 400 Eaton employees, you know, moving to the suburbs. But at least they're staying in Northeast Ohio.
Right. 2,000 jobs, right? Was that the number?
Yep. So, and I know people that work for American Greetings, so I'm glad they're staying in Northeast Ohio.
Well, I want to talk about this if we can before we run out of time.
Can I get about 5 minutes?
Have you heard about Ray's Mountain Bike Park? Have you heard of this place?
Mm-hmm.
I have not heard of this. We talked about it, I think, after the Board of Love show. I don't know if you were still here, but we talked about it. We were hanging out afterwards.
I ran.
You did. You sprinted out.
As soon as there's no microphone, I don't say. As soon as the mics are off, I get all nervous and just leave.
That's right. You did leave very quickly, but you missed this conversation about Ray's Indoor Mountain Bike Park. So Cammie mentioned going there, so we're actually doing it this Thursday. So I'm very excited to go down there. We're going. We're doing it.
Do you have a mountain bike?
No, just going to get it there and do the whole thing. I guess it's like very reasonable.
But you have two cars.
Ironic, isn't it?
Weird.
It shows you how lazy I am. But I'm going to let it all out Thursday night. I'm going to hit the bike and give it a shot. They've got different levels. I'm just real excited to check this place out. I know it closes in the summer, so we wanted to get over there before it closed. But you know, I got the map here. Hopefully we can post it, but I attached a link on our page. But it looks like it's an unbelievable facility. Not far away either, right off West Boulevard. And so have you've been there?
I have been there. Okay. I was there. I haven't participated in going on track stuff, but I've seen it.
But you've been
I was going there back when I sold local TV advertising. I went there because I was like trying to hit them up to be a client. But yeah, it was actually an interesting story. They were one of the first companies around here to receive Jumpstart money to help fund them.
Oh, wow.
Because things like that are the type of thing that especially these, you know, teens and 20-somethings, like they will travel to go to something like that. If you're in Ohio and it's, especially when it's winter, you know, and you want to do your mountain biking thing, I mean, you'll travel an hour or more to go to one of these things. So they were looking at it as a good economic generator, but it's not in an area where you would, you know, expect. It's in this huge it's an indoor, you know, warehouse space, but really cool. It's really cool.
Yeah, so, I can't wait to see it.
I'm really curious as to how you're going to report back.
Yeah, I'm excited to see how far I'll push it in terms of the difficulty and to see how it goes. But I'm excited to do that. So that'll be Thursday. And I guess one more thing too. The Avengers, big news in Cleveland was that they secured the Avengers. They're going to be filming in and around the city, and I posted an article here. It's a big deal for the state and the city specifically, but filming the Avengers, big names coming into town. The movie's going to be released in 2012, so filming will be starting pretty soon. Robert Downey Jr., Samuel L. Jackson, Scarlett Johansson, among the people that will be in town filming this movie, The Avengers. And they said in this article, it's the largest film ever shot in Ohio. So big boost. So there's that Cleveland cinema. We have an office here that promotes movie filming in here. And there's a state commission that obviously, and the governor was involved. Kasich was lobbying hard for this. So just a great thing for the city. I think it's be pretty cool because, you know, the city's small enough. You'll hear about where you see people out and about.
Yeah.
It'll get around where people are going when they're free.
Yeah.
And hey, maybe it's more to come. I know Detroit has been doing very well in filming, but only because they've got so much infrastructure that's empty. It's just kind of an ideal city to film in parts of buildings and whatnot, but I'd love to get some of this.
Well, and Detroit actually lost this one. Avengers was initially going to be in Detroit.
So we took it from them.
But they had there was some issue, again, with the tax thing.
Okay.
Where they lost it.
The politicians got involved?
Yeah, I mean, I know some people there's some people that get upset because they don't like the idea of tax breaks to anyone. But, you know, to these companies that come in that want to film a movie and they're like, oh, why should, you know, we be giving them a break on... But when they bring these people in, so it's not just, oh, the stars are going to come here, and you have that glamour factor, but it's people from outside of the state that don't live in the state that are coming to the state for a week, a couple of weeks, and these people, while they're in the state, they're bringing their out-of-state money, and they're spending it on in-state hotels and food and entertainment and things like that. So it's not just the... It's not just the glamour factor of saying like, oh, there's these people here in town, and you know, you get that boost too, like saying Cleveland, you can see scenes of the movie. You know, I still like, you know, looking at Euclid Avenue when I'm watching Spider-Man 3, you can see shots of Euclid Avenue as they're doing some of the scenes. I mean, that's cool and all, but you know, there's a lot of people behind the scenes that are still having to come in and stay in hotel rooms and eat, drink here, and that type of thing. And it's just a good thing for bringing people in here. So I definitely support the tax breaks. And I think that again, in the long run, it's going to help local businesses, it's going to help the city's image, it's going to, you know, it's a good boost too, you know. It's, people like that kind of thing. People want to go down. I'm sure they will have, I shouldn't say I'm sure, but lots of times they're, you know, local people can be extras.
Yeah, oh, sure.
So you have the opportunity to be an extra. I mean, even if it's just like the back of your head in the final movie, you know, like in Spider-Man, like seeing a scene. It's still, you know, it's fun. Yep. Whatever, you know. So
there was a huge buzz. It was really the morning when that news broke. That was the biggest news in the city. It was a lot of pride. It was great.
Yeah. All right. Well, that about wraps it up for us. It's 9 o'clock, Jeff.
It's late. A late one, Jeremy. I'm exhausted. I am wiped out.
We're gonna have to change into our robes and snuggle together on the couch like we do after every episode.
We couldn't end it normally, could we? Yep. I knew it.
Nope.
Damn it.
Nope.
We're so close.
Had to insert some piece of homoeroticism into the end of the show. But anyway, Radio Show with Jeff and Jeremy, you can check us out, hear all our past episodes, go listen to all 26 past episodes at radioshowonline.com. You can fan us on Facebook at facebook.com/radioshowonline. And of course, email us hatemail@radioshowonline.com. Normally we do this live every Monday night at 7:30 p.m. Today we did it a little later. Next week, are we on? Are you gone again?
I'm definitely gone. Well, it's just with my family, it's all kind of touch and go, but I'm supposed to be gone. But I would like to do a St. Patrick's Day preview show. So I want to commit. We're going to get a show on before St. Patrick's Day. I don't know when it'll be, but that will be to be announced.
Well, stay tuned to RadioShowOnline.com.
Stay tuned. How's that for a cliffhanger?
Check it every day. Oh, what's the news? What did Jerry and Jeff have to say? Forget about the other things that are going on in your life. Anyway, for Radio Show with Jeff and Jeremy, this is Jeremy.
This is Jeff.
Have a week.
See ya.